7:34 on a balanced breakfast with Ian and Marjorie. Before you run off to school, hon, you got to meet Kyle McDonald. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How you doing?
You can find out more about what Kyle's been up to at OneRedPaperClip.com. Hey, Kyle, how did this all get started?
Well, it started in the summer. I was thinking of things to do with my life, one of which included buying a house, and I realized I didn't have enough money to purchase a house, so I remembered a game we used to play when we were kids called Bigger and Better, and it was a scavenger hunt-style game where you'd go around the neighborhood trading things, and just sort of remembered that whole concept and decided to put a paperclip on the internet and see what would happen.
So, on July 14th, 2005, you put one red paperclip on the internet, and you traded it for what?
I traded it for a pen shaped like a fish.
A pen shaped like a fish.
Was it a good pen?
It was an excellent pen. It worked very well, and it was an excellent trade. The two girls I traded with were vegan, so they were happy to get a paperclip, which was vegan-friendly.
As opposed to the fish pen.
Which was wooden, but you know they just wanted to be very.
They were morally opposed to even a wooden fish pen.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Now, did those two products actually change hands?
They did. Every single trade I've made has actually changed hands, and I visited each person to make the trades.
Okay, where did you have to go for the fish pen?
Well, I was originally from Vancouver, BC, Canada, and I was at my parents' house. I made the trade right there, just about 20-minute drive from my parents' house, and that's where the first trade happened, in Vancouver.
All right. And then you took the fish pen, and you traded it for what?
I traded it for a doorknob.
A doorknob. What kind of doorknob?
Not just any doorknob. This doorknob had, it was a ceramic doorknob, hand sort of shaped with a funny sort of face on it by an artist in Seattle. Her name was Annie Robbins.
Okay, so you went to Seattle then to get the doorknob.
That's right. Well, we were going to a Mariners game, so it was sort of plan B part of the whole day. It wasn't the entire trip for the doorknob.
Worked out fine.
Okay, so now you've got the doorknob.
Now you got it.
And she got the fish pen.
Wait. Oh, you got the doorknob, and you got a Mariners game, and a few fully croissant beverages, I'm guessing. and she got the fish pen, and then what?
Well, after that, I flew back. I live in Montreal, and I flew back to Montreal. And I was driving down to New York City the next week, and on the way there, I made a trade for a Coleman camp stove in Amherst, Massachusetts.
Okay, so you traded the doorknob for a camp stove.
Yep.
And then the camp stove you traded for what?
I traded that for a 1,000-watt electrical generator.
Cool.
Oh, now we're moving.
A lot of people would stop just right there, wouldn't they?
They would. However, I initially said when I put the paperclip on the website that I'm going to keep making trades until I get to a house. So I had to keep going.
Okay. So even though a 1,000-watt generator, what guy wouldn't want one of those? You put it back online at OneRedPaperClip.com, and what did you get for the 1,000-watt generator?
For the 1,000-watt generator, I got a beer keg, a Budweiser bar sign, and an IOU to fill the keg with beer. So it was I dubbed it One Instant Party. So I actually still have One Instant Party in my possession, and coming up this Friday, I'm going to make a trade I'm going to give One Instant Party to a fellow here in Montreal for a 1991 Bombardier Mach 1 Ski-Doo snowmobile.
Okay, so you're getting a snowmobile out of the deal.
That's right, yep.
All right.
What year is the snowmobile?
It's a 1991.
And does it run?
It's totally refurbished, runs perfectly.
Okay, so one red paperclip, and you've traded it up for a snowmobile. Now, what are you going to do once you get the snowmobile? Then what?
Well, I'm going to trade that for something else.
All right, do you want to take a couple of calls on that?
I'd love to. The way it sort of works is I have one red paperclip set up, and I have the current items on the top. There's a little thing that says current items, and then it says current offers. So what I'm going to do is take offers right up until I make the trade on Friday and then sort of decide what to trade for. If someone wants to make an offer, I'd be more than happy to take them.
All right, 651-641-1071. Hang on, Kyle McDonald. We'll be right back.
Oh, this is great.
Just before Happy Boy, we'll see what would you be willing to trade for Kevin's snowmobile. So, for example, can we go back to the Jeep? Do you want to call her about the car, the Jeep, and the driveway? Or anybody else, 651-641-1071. What would you want to trade Kyle for this great 1991 refurbished snowmobile.
Oh, this is like a dream. I don't want to take our child to school. Is that wrong?
I knew you'd love this. I knew love this.
I want to be him. This is my new life.
So just be listening coming up next time.
You have to do one favor for me.
Sure.
At the end, to be the total pin. Ask him what the tax implications are.
Well, maybe he only has to pay taxes on the paperclip.
Isn't that great?
It's 7:40. We'll find out. Okay. I don't know what Canadian taxes are. We'll find out coming up. On A Balanced Breakfast with Ian and Marjorie. Kiss Itchy on the head.
Here's why it's a bad idea to steal a car from a repair shop. A lot of times cars there because, well, something's wrong with them. A gentleman in Moscow found out the hard way. He stole a nice-looking Nissan from a garage and was going merrily along his way when he noticed it had no brakes. He sailed through a couple of traffic lights before crashing into another car. Police helped him from the wreckage before hauling him off to jail.
That's great. Hey, it's better to get things the old-fashioned way with one red paper clip. We'll get back to that coming up next.
Patrick Hammers, 5 Eyewitness News weather. Clouds today, chance of light snow. Hi.
This is Blues Traveler. It's 7:48. We don't have a lot of time for it, though, because Kyle McDonald is on the phone. We've got three people who are hanging on at 651-641-1071 who are interested in trading for what he currently has at OneRedPaperClip.com. Again, Kyle started with this as just kind of a lark to see whether or not he could trade up to a house. Back on July 14th, he had one red paperclip, traded it for a fish pen, traded it for a smiley face doorknob, which was then traded for a Coleman, a Coleman oven stove set, is that what it was? And then for a 1,000-watt generator, and then for an instant party, including a giant keg with beer in it, and then he traded that for a 1991 fully refurbished snowmobile, and that's currently what Kyle has. Kyle, we have some people that want to talk with you, okay?
Excellent.
Laura, 651-641-1071. Laura, what might you be interested in trading with Kyle for?
A 95 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited.
1995 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. What do you think? Sounds pretty good, Kyle.
Wow, that sounds pretty amazing, yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, Laura. We'll get the number. Angela is interested in trading. What do you have, Angela?
I have a 1996 Honda 800 Series crotch rocket.
Ooh, nice motorcycle. How does that sound?
Nice.
Kyle?
Once again, amazing.
Pretty good deal. All right, yeah. put Angela on hold. Make sure we get Angela the number two. And then Deb, what would you like to trade to Kyle for?
I have a life-size Bart Starr Green Bay Packers statue.
A what?
It's a Green Bay Packers Bart Starr. He's quarterback.
Sure. Oh, yeah, the Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, it was the artist was Jack Dowd, and it's like 6.5 feet tall, and it's cool.
Is it a real statue?
Yeah, it's hand painted. I have pictures of it.
Made out of what?
It's like a plaster.
How cool is that?
It's very cool.
And I hate the Packers. That's cool. I might get it just for paintball practice, but that's still way cool. How do you happen to have a life-size Bart Starr statue?
It came with a business that I used to have, and so it's now in my garage.
Okay. And what did you use Bart for in your business?
It was just decoration.
Okay. Thank you, Deb. I appreciate it. I'm going to put you on hold, too. Well, there you go. Three interesting options. Where would you go with that, Kyle? You don't have to commit, but I mean, what would be the kind of thing that you might go for out of those deals?
Well, the cars are always intriguing. The Bart Starr is right out of left field. That's for unique points. That one's going to have to rise up a bit there. But I don't know. Like, I have no idea. Trick here is I have to retrade this item immediately. So it's sort of. I have to find something that has an increasing value, but also that someone else wants. So that's the trick here.
You know, but that's the interesting thing. A novelty item like a Bart Starr statue, that's kind of hard. You can't exactly go out and buy that. So that might be the kind of thing somebody would be willing to really put something up for, especially if you're trying to work your way up to a house. Like, what would you go for first? Like, maybe a shed, and then a garage, and then a house? Or do you go for, like, a cabin? Or how do you think you're going to actually make the house trade?
I have no idea. I had never expected someone offering a statue of a Green Bay Packers by Jack Dowd. So,
well, and you're a sports fan, so that's kind of cool. Well, then, tell you what, Kyle, we'll leave the rest up to you, but we'll keep watching. We may get an update from you next week. The website is oneredpaperclip.com. And explain just again the game, because anybody can play this game in their neighborhood.
Anyone can play. There's a couple of radio stations, one in Vancouver, one in New Zealand, that are actually playing the same game. And you can play this door-to-door. You can play it on the radio. You can play it on the Internet. If you start trading yourself, I'll put a link to your website. You start with a small object. You trade for a larger object. And you can trade not only objects. You can trade opportunities or
services,
tickets, or these kind of services. If you go to oneredpaperclip.com, you can make an offer. There's just send something to my email address. And you can upload pictures. If you send a picture, I'll put it on the website. And what's happening is everyone's making comments on what I should take. So it's sort of it's an interesting concept right now.
All right. So you can vote, too, on which one you think Kyle ought to take. OneRedPaperClip.com. Do it for charity. Do it for a fundraiser within your own organization. See where that goes. And thank you, Kyle, for giving us the model on that.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. We look forward to talking with you next week. Kyle McDonald, OneRedPaperClip.com. And he's got his phone numbers on the website, too. So he's completely open. And he's just kind of walking into this as a guy who's trying to end up with a house. Son of a gun, I think he could do it. He might be able to do it before, you know, Christmas, before New Year at this rate.
Well, before we all started listening to FM 107 around the office, things were pretty boring.
Where are the paper clips?
I don't know. Bob, where are the paper clips?
We have paper clips.
I mean, even birthdays were snoozers.
Happy birthday, Bob.
It was pretty sad, you know? But then one day, Sue turned on FM 107 in her cubicle, and it just, like, changed everything.
Bob, looking good.
Feeling good.
Let's all go out for lunch. Steak and lobster on me.
Even the boss lightened up for once.
No more fluorescent lighting. From now on, it's truck lights for every office.
Yeah, you could say listening to FM 107 at the office changed everything for the better. It was either that or the new air freshener in the bathroom. No, it was definitely FM 107. Real life conversation.